Okay, today is August 16th, which is Saturday here in Taipei, and it's about 9:15 in the morning. So the Taiwan Perspectives Part 4, I looked this over again, and we're moving up there for 14 minutes or so. So it's good. I looked it over, and I watched it one time and took a few notes, and I think, you know, there are a few minor issues. Nothing I don't think is really major, but a few minor issues. And I think, from my point of view, the corrections you made after your first version, to my way of thinking, make it a much better viewing experience. But of course, I'm saying that from the point of view of looking at the video and also knowing the history and how those two fit together. So I'm looking at, you know, the relationship between the lettering, the images, the statements of the announcers, etc., and how it all fits together. This being more or less my field of expertise about the relation of Spanish-American War, Mexican-American War, these kind of things, and the situation in Taiwan. So that's very nice. And I believe it looks good, and it will be of good reference value, I think, when we're discussing these things. And I noticed the picture of James Polk you put in there. I think that it looks pretty good. It would be nice if that roll of paper could kind of unroll on the screen. And I was thinking, doesn't the typeface of something similar to Cooper Black give the more historical impression of something related to that era? And also, maybe when it unrolls there, maybe the roll of paper is being held at a slight angle, whereas the lettering on there is more straight. So I wonder if the lettering has to be off to a little bit of an angle. Well, I'll give you those kind of comments later, because when I'm doing this this would probably be a final revision, so I want to look at the video another time, but separated by, say, a day, and maybe even a third time, separated by a day, and then that way I can pretty much be sure that I've caught all issues. So I started to take some notes this morning, and of course I'll give you all of those either Sunday or Monday or something like that. I want to be sure I go through it very thoroughly. But it's very nice. So a couple things here. If you want to type out, or you don't if you don't want to respond, that's fine, because we can discuss these later. Because I have some more scripts, and then one thing seems to be coming in front of another. So I don't know. Would you prefer to do one thing at a time, or are you amenable to, doing two things at a time? I guess, I'm over, 60 years old, but I guess you young people, your brain functions on a multi-window, kind of computer platform. So I guess maybe you can deal with different topics at the same time. That's, the younger people have more intelligence in this modern world, whereas the older people maybe tend to focus on one thing at a time. There are a couple projects, video projects we should do. Like I say, we could talk about these in more detail, but then the key point is, now we're finishing up on you know, Taiwan Perspectives 4. So, I mean, do you want to get that all 100% in the bag first, or do you want to start talking about some of these other projects? Maybe you can just sort of let me know about that. What are some of these other projects? Basically, one thing I do see here is the video you've done, Taiwan Perspectives Part 4. I'm thinking of taking maybe at least two excerpts from that and making those into very short videos. Now, if the commentary of the announcer, if what the announcer has there already is suitable, then of course we'll keep that. If we need to add something, then we can, I'm thinking of at least two videos. If we need to add something, then we will just do it all together and we'll have, we could get a third announcer, you know, to do those. And then you'd have like threes. That would be fine. You know, we could have another male announcer, you know, do what was necessary there. So I wanted to have those two excerpts made and then have, you know, a nice title sequence and then, you know, then pick up portions. The one item, the central focus of the one item will be the chart. The chart where we dissect the status of Taiwan. And I think I want to put some stuff before that. But a fairly short video. And then I'll have that on my channel unlisted, and then I can decide if I want to show it to people or when I want to use that. And then the other one would focus around the issue of the you know, the territorial constitution. So we'll take what we have, and that's why when we get completely done with Taiwan Perspectives 4, we'll be completely done. And then we could start, I could write a script, you know, for each of those. You know, I'll get a find some time when my wife's out or something and it's very quiet, and then I could write a short script. I'll have to think about that. What exactly information do I want to present? Very short. And then have those in there as the central piece. Something like that. So that will be one project. And then the other project, which I mentioned to you before, and you gave me some good feedback, and I think your remarks were valuable. Especially, you know, what you're saying basically is it's one thing to do voiceovers, right? But it's something else to have the person on screen the whole time and then have him, you know, doing a script when, in fact, you know, he's not really a professional actor, something like that. I mean, I guess there are ways around that. I mean, sometimes you could, if he makes a mistake, you know, he wants to pick up again, you can edit an image in there or something like that. I don't know. But then again, I was looking on Fiverr.com, and it seems like a lot of them, they prefer to do it in one take, you know. So I was looking at one of those. Basically, my original inspiration, I wanted to have like sort of a news conference. You know, I was thinking a news conference. So I wrote a script about that. I wrote a script about this, and the name of the script is just White House One. You know, it's like the first draft, White House One. And, you know, I was hoping, you know, to have something short and sweet, but, you know, it never works out that way because the whole topic is so complicated. And so it's about five pages. And originally I had thought to do it in the form of a press conference or something. Now, again, I mean, like I said, there's this guy on Fiverr. He's a little bit stocky. I mean, he's a little bit fat. But I mean, that's okay. That's fine. You know, he looks like, you know, an established member of the White House press corps. And he does this good announcing of a White House press conference thing. But, you know, I think he does short stuff. And mine ends up being fairly long, you know. So, I don't know. If we just make this into a video like, you know, we have before, like a documentary video, well then, you know, that's our report. You know, that's our thing. That's our, you know, expression of our view, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's not a press conference, you know. So I don't know. Is there some way that we can deal with this? Is there some way that we could deal with this to make it appear like it's a press conference or something like that? So I don't know. I mean, you know, like I say, you know, we're working on finishing up Taiwan Perspectives 4, and then those two short clips from that we'll want to do. And you can tell me how much that'll cost. Give me a good price quotation. And then, I mean, if you have PayPal or something, we can agree on a price, and then, you know, after you get the scripts and everything, and then you can send me the invoice and via their PayPal system, and I can pay you for that. And then, you know, those are not really urgent. I mean, the White House thing, it would be nice, you know, if that could be done, because the elections are coming up here in the end of November. So, I mean, the whole idea is the White House thing I'm talking about. I'm talking about the passport issue. And then I have a bunch of press people who are like interacting with the White House press officer. So I'm doing that. So I guess I'll put the title of the whole thing as White House press conference. But again, I mean, I think the guy who's doing these on Fiverr.com, I mean, I think he's only prepared to do like a short kind of thing. So I don't know. I mean, look at it from a creative point of view. I mean, we could go ahead and say, okay, you know, members of the press, welcome here today. And okay, I was given a report last time. I believe it was put together by several members of the media who are advocating for the formation of an Asian studies group. I think that's it. Starting off, they want to more thoroughly investigate all aspects of the president's announced pivots to Asia strategy and where that should be heading. In the report here, you've given me an overview of events of World War II in the Pacific and its immediate aftermath, blah, blah, blah. Maybe at some point, you could say, well, you know, you don't want to see me standing on the podium here and just talking. So I prepared a video. And then we could just move to the video, you know, and then he could announce just the voiceover in the back or something. And then come back to him a few times, you know. And that might be one way to do it. And just have him do two or three sentences each time on his podium, you know. And then we come to what I mentioned in the email to you before. It's like these people who will do green screen or purple screen or, you know, blank screen backgrounds. You know, can we have these people appear as member of the press corps? And they're standing there, and it appears that there are people in the background. And then, you know, they're saying, well, wait a minute. Okay, in answer to your inquiry, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, I'll explain the history like this and, you know, things like that. I wonder if that could be done. So, like I say, if we want to talk about that, I can finish up the script here and then make it a little more polished. But like I say, and so basically what you have the White House press officer, he's on the podium, and then the other people who are members of the press corps you know, in there, you know, listening to the press conference. So those people are just designated as like press one, press two, press three. You know, that would be three different people. And then if I go back to press two, that will be the same guy. Or this, I was thinking maybe if we could have like, you know, we should have like one white guy, one black guy, one white lady, maybe another white lady, or, you know, a black lady. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying this stuff on Fiverr is fairly cheap. So, I mean, if we could have, you know, many different people, that would be interesting. So, anyway, these are the immediate projects I'm thinking about. And then I have a couple more scripts after that. I wrote two scripts in a series, which is Taiwan and the Laws of War. Okay. I have two scripts in that series, Taiwan and the Laws of War, and that's, you know, that's very important. But the thing is, you had mentioned before that modern day Taiwan imagery is not easy to find. So I don't know. I mean, those two videos regarding Taiwan and the Laws of War, I mean, then how are we going to do those? I mean, is there enough imagery out there to make that into a video that will look good? Or, I mean, you need pictures of military troops. I mean, I guess you got some good stuff in Taiwan Perspectives, you know, part one. I mean, you had some military stuff in there, right? That was good. So Taiwan and the Laws of War, there are two videos in that series. So I wonder, you could do something a little different from what you had in the Taiwan Perspectives series. I guess you could do, you know, something a little different. So I guess that's about all I want to say today. And maybe you should take notes on what I'm saying here, so you'll know of all the stuff I'm planning to have done. And then if you want to correspond with me about that or whatever, then you can do so. And like I say, today's the 16th of August, and my first priority will be in the next 2 days to thoroughly review the Taiwan Perspectives Part 4. That'll be the first item. Okay, so thank you very much, and have a nice weekend.